Rifanna Beasley, on behalf of the Pocahontas County Broadband Council, the West Virginia Broadband Enhancement Council, and the West Virginia Office of Broadband, is urgently asking the residents of Pocahontas County to check the accuracy of the information provided by their internet service providers to the Federal Communication Commission's, or FCC's, new national broadband map. That map shows the broadband availability at every address in the state, and that information will be used to calculate the funds allocated to the state of West Virginia by the National Telecommunications and Information Administration, or NTIA, which will provide historic amounts of funding for broadband deployment nationwide under the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. The accuracy of the map information and broadband speed at your address is important to ensure that the state receives the correct funding for broadband expansion through the NTIA. The FCC has set a deadline of January 13th, that's right, that's this Friday, for you to challenge any inaccuracies on the map. Since the current information on the FCC's broadband map is based upon the claims of Internet Service Providers, or ISPs, it is important for every household and business in West Virginia to visit the map's webpage, search up their address on the FCC's map, and check to see if your address is accurately located on the map and determine whether the broadband speeds actually provided to you by your ISP match the broadband speeds your provider has told the FCC it provides to you. And if not, there is a mechanism to challenge any inaccurate information currently on the map. But again, you need to do this immediately, as the deadline to enter your challenge is Friday, January the 13th. To go to the FCC's National Broadband Map, use this address, https://broadbandmap.fcc.gov/home, H-O-M-E, and the #/. Once there, enter your location and it will take you to your address on the map. You should file a challenge if a provider has denied a request for service at your location, a provider does not offer the technology reported to be offered at your location, a provider does not offer the speeds reported to be available at your location, a provider needed to build new equipment at your location, a wireless or satellite signal is not available at your location, a provider failed to schedule a service installation within 10 business days of a request, a provider did not install the service at the agreed-upon time, or a provider requested more than the standard installation fee to connect the service. So, to challenge the accuracy of your address's location on the map, or the accuracy of your internet service indicated on the map, go to https://www.fcc.gov/broadbanddata/consumers. You will find instructions and videos on how to submit challenges there. To see this full email from Rifanna Beasley, which has all of this information and the links that are in it, go to this news story on our website, www.AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. But again, remember, challenges have to be submitted online to the FCC by this Friday, January 13th. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.